sink in. "Of course," I said at last, "one must consider as one horse. I quite see that."
"With a bicycle," he said, "it's different."
And so there you have the second reason. If the bombing officer rode Toby, I should shave again tomorrow. And then where would the battalion be? Ruined. So Toby and I go off together. Up till now he has been good to me. He has bitten one commanding officer, removed another, and led the colonel a 3-mile chase across country after him. So if any misunderstanding occurs between us, there will be good precedent for it. So far, my only real trouble has been once when billeting. Billeting is delightful fun. You start 3 hours in advance of the battalion, which means that if the battalion leaves at 8 in the morning, you're up in the fresh of the day, when the birds are singing. You arrive at the village and get from the mayor or the town's major a list of possible hostesses. Entering the first house, labeled Officers 5, you say, "Vous avez un lit pour un officer ici, n'est-ce pas? Vive la France?" She answers, "Pas un lit," and you go to the next house. "Vous avez place pour Saint-Thomas, oui?" "Non," says she, and so on. By and by, the battalion arrives, and everybody surrounds you. Where are my men going? Where is my billet? Where is C Company's mess? Have you found anything for the pioneers? And so one knows what it is to be popular. Well, the other day, the major thought he'd come with me, just to give me an idea how it ought